McDermott, Ribeiro, Brooks, and me, Justin Elliker, in attendance. Thanks everyone for joining. We have an exciting opportunity this morning, potentially, to make this the fastest PNF meeting ever. That power is within our hands as a group, and we shall see how it goes. So there is one item on the agenda, and that is the vote on the whether or not we want to change the investment rate of return. As folks will recall, it was several years ago 7.75, and the trustees and the city worked together to move that down to 7.25. The actuaries have presented to us at the last meeting an update and some recommendations. I've been working with Mr. Gormany, our budget director, to put together this year's budget, and we think that we can move to reduce the investment rate of return more as we come into line with what we think is a more reasonable expectation of our investment returns. And we like to recommend to the trustees that we move it from 7.75% to 6.9%. I'd like to just hand it over to Mr. Gormany to add anything I missed there or to
Thank you, Mayor. I'm sorry I jumped in the middle, but I believe you covered everything. I think this board has worked very hard over the past few years to really make adjustments to the PNF board. And again, I think looking at what Hooker and Holcomb presented at the last meeting, and again, continuing with what this board has started in making changes to the PNF fund, and which includes looking at the investment rate of return. I think as we continue to do the budget, 6.90 would be the recommendation of setting the investment rate of return going into next fiscal year.
Thanks, Michael. And just to add a couple of things. So SURF met yesterday and voted to approve the 6.9% IRR in this current year's fiscal budget. With the current fiscal year budget, while the 7.25% IRR, we actually put additional funding into the ARC available to do this. So I think we all have the same goal here, and we follow through with our promise to retire employees and ensure that we come out of the fund. Are there any questions for folks? Any questions? Eric, you're not on mute. I think you're making a call for yourself. Thanks. Any questions? Any questions? Is there a motion?
I'm sorry, Mayor.
Oh, Mr. Cannon, go ahead.
Okay, so this recommendation is coming from the city.
Correct. And the actuaries have also given us different options in their in the last meeting that you'll recall.
Yeah, I see they have it all the way down to 6.25, which I don't think that that's even close to where we would ever get to. But just considering where this fund has been prior, a few many years ago, where it's been with the rate, this is astronomical going down to 6.9, and it's admirable. It's a great number to settle in on, but I'd like to see if there's any opportunity to go just a little lower to the 6.75 range. I'd like to see us really put ourselves in a position to raise the underfunded value. That unfortunately would take place right now, and we'd see the benefits 2 to 3 years down the road. It's just a suggestion to consider. I know we live in the now. We just came out of COVID. I know the market's been the last couple of years, and you know everything's seems to be in turmoil in the financial markets and the world. but the market is down at the moment, and to get a increase into the pension fund now would be a real extra strong jolt that I think we would reap the benefits 2 years down the road with the underfunded portion of it. The rate would increase, get us back into the mid 40s, which would put us back. I think several years ago, we were in the top 10 in the country in production, the numbers we produced with the funds. So I'd just like to, you know, take that into consideration and see if there's any room to move it to 6.75 and open it up to the members to talk about it. But it would really, really, it's a tough move on the city's part. I understand that. And I respect the 6.9 number. It's a move totally in the right direction. It's just to take consideration at 6.75. It might give us that extra jolt. And when we do this every 2 years, correct?
Is that correct? Every two, Rich? Yeah.
Yes. So every two, correct. Every two.
I think the outlook, I have to go to our financial consultant, Mr. Moran, on that one. I think the outlook is positive moving forward. But we never know what's going to come out, that 100-year pandemic. So to have a lower rate would protect us in that sense also. So I appreciate the 6.9. I'd just like to consider the 6.75 and see what the members, the trustees, what they think about that.
Sure. And just to add a couple of other things, and Rich and David, correct me if I'm wrong, but so you were saying that in your presentation that larger funds that have active management typically have better return. So a slightly higher rate of return it is a little bit more reasonable of an expectation, and therefore you landed on a recommendation of 6.75. Is that a correct assessment of what your presentation was, Richard, David?
Yeah, generally speaking, larger funds have access to different investments. So it's not uncommon for them to generate higher returns.
And the second thing I want to add is that the state of Connecticut has a 6.9 IRR. And so, you know, as we work to get this number down and transition to putting more and more into our ARC, I think Mr. Gormley and I felt like this is a reasonable move to continue to increase what we're paying in the pension fund. And also balance, you know, the other costs that the city is incurring. Other comments or questions from the trustees?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Ms. Brooks.
So what's the monetary difference between 6.9 and 6.7 or 6.75?
Richard, you got it up in front of you?
Yeah, back of the envelope, it's probably about another $1 million of an ADEC contribution.
And Mr. Chair,
could I interject on that, Trustee Brooks? On the chart that I have, you know, it's looking like, probably another million, but we're talking 8.1 million at 7%. We're looking at 8.9 at 6.75. So that's where you're at.
Okay.
Richard, you did recommend 6.75 last week?
No, what we did is we provided you a range based on the output of the capital market assumptions.
And that was 6.75?
I don't remember. David, do you have that?
So our recommendation was to drop the discount rate about 25 basis points or a little more. We didn't give a specific number because that's something that's more that should come from Raymond James, your financial advisors. But dropping to 6.9 was in line with our expectations.
So, and so I can clarify, so we're currently at 7.25, and so our ADEC, according to your report, Hooker and Holcomb, would be $53.4 million. Moving to 7 would bring us up to 55.2. And so moving, and understand you have not done the exact calculation for 6.9, but moving to 6.9 brings us from 53.4 to above 55.2. So we're looking at a little bit more than $2 million, $2 million increase in our annual ADEC payment.
Yeah, just for, I estimated at 6.9, it's going to be about 56 million.
So 2.5 million more.
No, that would only be one.
Yeah.
So from 7.25, which is where we are at now, to 6.9, the increase in the annual ADEC payment would be $2.5 million.
Correct.
Richard, going from the...
So I just want to make sure that we go in order. Mr. Brooks, you had the floor. Do you have additional questions at this moment?
Yeah. So your number, Mr. Chair, doesn't make sense to me to put that at 57 when the ratio or the total ADEC is at 57 under the 6.75. So if the 7% is at 55, and the 6.75 is at 57, how does 6.9 get to 57?
It doesn't. It's Richard's number.
Yeah. 6.9 gets you to 56.
Okay. All right.
6.9.
So just, sorry. Mr. Brooks still has the floor.
That answers my question. So, and the monetary increase was, if we went to 6.75, the monetary difference between 6.9 and 6.7 is about a million. Is that correct?
Yes, from 6.9 down to 6.75 is another million, correct.
Okay. That's all I have for now, thanks.
I know Mr. Cannon wants to speak, but I just want to let the other trustees speak before we go back to Mr. Cannon. Trustee McDermott.
Thank you, Mayor Ellicott. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the fact that, you know, since I came onto this board as a trustee 10 years ago now, you know, our funded ratio, despite the best efforts of our financial advisors, despite the best efforts of the Board of Trustees, has gone from approximately 43% funded to, I believe now the latest valuation was somewhere in the neighborhood of 34% funded. Please correct me if I'm wrong with that. But part of this has been in part because, you know, we had unrealistic projected rates in years past. And I commend the city for taking a look to address this now. But this is, as Trustee Cannon stated, this is a tremendous opportunity for us to finally make up some ground and now no longer be having meetings like this for the fun going forward. I think, you know, the potential of a market rebound, an additional $1 million right now might be able to save us, additional contributions and further discussion on this going forward. So I just recommend we strongly consider seizing that opportunity to hopefully make up some ground and move in the right direction to get us out of this hole. Thank you.
Thanks, Ms. McDermott. So just to be clear, the funding ratio going down, ironically, is a sign that we're making progress because we're bringing into line more realistic expectations of our earnings. So whenever we reduce the investment rate of return, we say we're being more conservative about how much we're going to make in the future, and therefore we're assuming that we need to put more money into the fund and our funding ratio goes down. So it may seem like, wow, we don't have as much funds or much covered. The reality is that we're in a much better position, both because of the work of Dave and Derek and their team, but also because we've worked very, very hard to increase our ADEC pretty dramatically in the last several years. And, you know, to be clear, we're suggesting moving from 7.25 to 6.9, which is a significant step in the right direction on top of what we've done before. And my understanding is in recent years, in the last several years, we've worked, the administration and the trustees have worked much more collaboratively to work towards this goal. And it's not been a battle because we're all trying to do the same thing here and accomplish the goal of reducing the IRR, making sure that the fund gets adequate resources. The balance here is around our ability to ensure that we're paying our employees adequately, that we're not laying people off, that we're not significantly increasing taxes as well. We're trying to strike the right balance here and make progress. I see Trustee Morrow, and then we'll go to Mr. Cannon.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm driving. Obviously, I'm always to the Capitol here. Listen, I completely understand where Trustee Cannon and McDermott are coming from. I also, the guy who's probably been involved in the politics probably the longest. Every year for years, they just, they would jack up the rate of return and never hit it, which is how you end up with this problem. I think the fact that the city's going, actually being more realistic, and going from 7 to 6.9 is a step in the right direction, weighing all the variables of the city and taxpayers. I think this board's done a tremendous job, the professionals and the trustees. I would have no problem supporting 6.9. I think additional $2.5 million going into this fund shows that. So I think it not only shows the faith that the mayor has, this board has, in the professionals, but the trust that they actually have back into the trustees as well. So, I have no problem supporting the 6.9 if you can addition $2.5 million into the funds. This is a
real step in the Thanks, Trustee Morrow. I'd also add that we voluntarily paid more than the ADEC, and we will work to do that as well as we work to finalize the budget here. So the IRR requires us to put a certain amount in the ADEC, but we went beyond that this past year, and we'll try to do that our best in this coming year if there's that room in the budget. Let's go to Mr. Cannon again.
I'm going to change my original statement too. Listen, I can tell you, Trustee Morrow, you have been involved politically and you've seen the change. I can tell you in 2016, it was 8.25. And to move this administration, to move as much as I may challenge this administration at times, I acknowledge that they have moved and I commend that. I am not trying to challenge the administration here. I am trying to put an understanding on this situation that this pension fund, which we have the task of managing, we have an opportunity to set something in place that is going to be very hard for the city, and I acknowledge that. But if we can take this opportunity at this time, I think you're going to see an amazing turnaround that shows results within 2 years. And I'm not going down to 6.5. I'm not asking for that. I didn't come in here. That's unrealistic. We're close. 6.75 and 6.9 are right there. So that's something I just like the board to consider and possibly make a really, real strong movement in the right direction here, that carrying on what the administration started, this board can do that. So I'd like you to consider that.
Other question, Mr. Moore, your hand is still up. I presume it's because you're driving, don't want to put your hand down. Are there other questions from?
Yes, sir, sorry.
No problem. Other questions from the trustees?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, it's, I want to thank, Trustee Morrow for his comments. And I do, I agree with Trustee Ken. I think we're all moving in the right direction as trustees of this board. And I think it's, I want to commend the administration for one, making this move to go down to 6.9. I honestly don't see the difference between 6.9 and 6.7. I think, as I understand it, the market is the time to get into the market. We should make the extra investment. And in 2 years, we can always go back to 6.9 or 7 for that matter. But I think it's important for our retirees, particularly for police and fire, unlike any other union in the city. With national attention being to police and fire or losing their lives and putting their lives at risk. I certainly don't want New Haven, not to say that this will be the case, but I certainly don't want New Haven being a Detroit and what happened to the Detroit Fire Department and police unions in Detroit. And so I think we got an opportunity while the market is low for us to make an extra investment. And I think we should do that. And I don't see a very vast difference between 6.9 and 6.7. So that would be my I would be willing to support that.
So you know, I got to say I'm a little bit frustrated here because we have done a lot of work collaboratively and very proactively. We took a real risk 2 years ago when we dramatically increased both CERF and PNF's ADEC, a dramatic increase. And we are continuing to do that by increasing it and proposing increase today. CERF agreed yesterday to do 6.9. And I think in some ways it's unfair to CERF for PNF to go further than that. And if folks say 6.75, why not 6.5? Why not 6.25? Well, the answer to that is because we will have to raise taxes more. We will have to make more cuts in the city. And it would be one thing if we were saying we're not going to fund the pensions at all, but we are even close to Detroit. We have been working so hard to address this and are proposing to do that even more today. And you know, I'm disappointed that the trustees don't see the work that we're doing to make progress. And also understand that when we're trying to balance a budget where Michael and I are working to plug a significant hole because we have increasing debt service that we've inherited, increasing healthcare costs, and these increasing pension costs, that we're trying to make the right balance here. And we're actually doing something, proposing something that chips away at this more and pays even more into the pension fund. And it would be nice to have the trustees' support on this. Trustees can vote how they vote, but at the end of the day, it will cost us more money, and that money will come from somewhere else in the budget.
So Mr. Chair, I recognize that the hard work, this is my first time coming to this pension board, right? So I can't speak to where you were last or 2 years ago or a year ago. I'm simply here today recognizing your efforts, appreciating those efforts. But you know, I'm raising the question about what's the difference between 6.9. I didn't say 6.5 or 6.25. But if you're telling me that you got to raise taxes if we go to 6.7, you know, then obviously that changes the conversation for me. But if you don't have to raise taxes and there's not a layoff, you know, I don't know what you and Mr. Gormley are doing for the budget. We're not privy to that. I'm only privy to the information that's sitting in front of me right now. And that's, you know, a conversation about 6.9. The valuation doesn't have 6.9 on it. It just has 7 and 6.75. So forgive me if my question seems like it's antagonistic to the administration, but that's the furthest thing from my mind. But I'll leave it there.
Other questions, comments from the trustees?
I have a question. Earlier, I think you asked for Mr. Moran to say something, if I heard that correctly, and I don't think he was had an opportunity to respond. So I'd be interested to hear what he has to say if appropriate.
Ms. Moran?
Trustee Ribeiro, I think the mayor was referring to David from Hooker and Holcomb when he made that comment.
Okay, I'm sorry, thank you.
Well, so Mr. Moran or Derek, do you have an assessment of the appropriate rate of return? Because you're our investment managers and you're in probably the better position than any of us to have a sense of where we should be at.
Yeah, so we did projections going out 20 years, which are our capital market assumptions, like Hooker and Holcomb had mentioned. And, you know, when we look at our numbers, what you need to keep in mind is that when we recommend 6.75, 7%, 7.25, what we land on, if it's 6.9%, which is almost very close to what we came up with over 20 years, that's the 50th percentile. So if we do better than that, that's great. If we do worse than that, that's great. But that's not if we do our job perfectly. That's if it's a 50 percentile of return. So if it goes up all the way up to about 13% and down all the way down to about 3%. So we're assuming that if we can make 37% over the next 20 years, we should be in a spot where 6.9% would make sense. I think it's responsible. And I think that we can add value to that and get above and beyond that through some strategic moves and through some active management, which we provide and suggest and has worked. And we've done, you know, over 10% on average the last 5 years, but that doesn't mean over 20 years that's the case. So I think it's prudent to be in the range that you are. I know the top 30% as far as size plans in Connecticut are right at that number, 6.9, it's like 6.86. So it's common to plans of this size. So I would agree with your recommendation.
As I said, we voluntarily added an additional amount. I can't remember exactly what the amount was, Mr. Gormley, but this current year, and we're still finalizing the budget that I'm required to submit to the Board of Alders March 1st. There's a lot of moving parts to the budget, and if we are able to put more beyond what the IRR requires, we will do so. Is there a motion on the table? Or anyone interested in making a motion here?
This discussion is still open.
Sure.
Mr. Moran.
Yes.
You based that on 20 years or 30 years?
Derek, is it 20 on the activity that we did? I think it's the 20 year.
Yes, it's 20 years.
Correct.
Can you expand on what you look at over that 20 years?
Yeah, so what we do is we look at the investment policy statement that we have right now. So if we have 40% in equities and X amount in large cap, mid cap, and small cap, we project out what our expected return for each asset class is over the next 20 years. So if we think stocks are going to do 8%, that's what it does. We think bonds are going to do 3%, so we match up our IPS with passive management index funds, and we look at that and project capital market assumptions on each asset class going forward. The average is that out per, you know, percentage and allocation of the IPS, and that's where we come up with those numbers.
Are you taking into consideration over that 20 years any negative issues in the market? We don't know which negative issue would come up, but do you take into account anything such as a negative factor?
Yeah, we look at, you know, again, we look at scenarios of, hey, if we're wrong, we're going to be X wrong in percentage wise of fixed income. We're going to be wrong in X percentage wise of equities. But one thing it doesn't provide, and, you know, this question came up yesterday, is that it doesn't provide for, you know, huge problems in the world. They're catastrophic type events. They call them black swans in our business. So you can't run those type of estimates because you don't know what's going to happen. So, no, it doesn't take into effect global issues that are, you know, traumatic. So that's not the case, but it does take into effect, again, that range of returns of anywhere from hitting your target at 50 percentile up to 100 percentile and down to 0 percentile. And where we land at our projection is at that 50 percentile over 20 years, as far as return.
Would this past recent crisis, 100-year pandemic, be one of those black swan issues?
I mean, I guess you could call it that. I mean, I don't know. Derek, what do you think? That's it's obviously something that's never happened before, and equity markets were challenged. But, you know, we've seen this in, you know, 2008 was an issue. Can you say it's a black swan event? Possibly, you know, look at 9/11. So we've been through these issues in the past 30 years. And that's why we try to look at it instead of looking at it in a 2-year window. We try to look at it over a 20-year window and figure out again, based on all of those outcomes, where we land, worst case, best case, and then we try to find a number in the middle. That's what actual Hooker and Holcomb, you know, looks at those numbers also across the board with other funds. And I think it's a very, you know, these have come down, discount rates have come down. It's a huge move from 8.25 down to 6.9 in a number of years that's happened. And it puts the city in line with, you know, most municipalities locally, especially as far as the size of the fund.
Yeah. So going back to that Black Swan issue, you do not take that into consideration. But if those were taken into consideration, it would lower the amount that you would expect. So that 6.9 could waiver a whole point lower. So we're not asking for 6.9, we're asking for 6.75. And that would just hedge us a little bit against those black swan issues that you don't take into account over a 20-year period when you provide the number that you just provided. So I just wanted the board to be aware of that. I think someone else had their hand up.
So with that, I was going there. So thank you for raising that. So Dave Moran, would more investment protect against a black swan? Is it wise to make more of an investment or not to?
No, I don't believe that. I don't think that should be taken into consideration. If you look at the funds, and I know that Hooker and Holcomb is going to provide 30-year returns within the next week or two, because I did talk to David about that. So if you look at those 30-year returns, which included multiple events like this, we have still hit our discount rate and above that. So I don't think that it should be taken into consideration when you're looking at a movement on the discount rate from where you are to from 6.9 to 6.75. I don't think that those situations should be included, because they have been included in historical data going back. And we use historical data, also projecting future returns with that in mind. So we've had them before. And that's why, again, we try to manage these funds with a long-term window, not a short-term window. So I'm confident that we should not be looking at that type of an event in order to change the discount rate. I mean, I don't know if Richard or David wanted to add to that. I don't think any other cities make a decision based on that, or if Derek wants to chime in, but I wouldn't consider it myself as far as moving things around based on worst case scenarios.
Because this is Derek, I'm sorry. The only thing that I would add to this comment is ultimately with these types of cataclysmic events that happen in the market, you know, that's our job as a collective whole to make tactical changes. And I think that's what, as a board and as a group of financial professionals, that we do to try to add value to the fund. So, you know, when things are going wrong, we try to make some moves to protect the fund on the downside. And when it's time to, you know, lever up, we try to make those moves as well. So I agree with pretty much everything that David said about, you know, the long-term projections are taking into account those sorts of things on a passive basis.
Yeah, the one thing I would add is from the actuarial perspective, we actually smooth assets over a five-year period. So the ups and downs of the market do not impact the calculated contribution as much, because it's smooth over 5 years. So when you do have those ups and downs, we're doing it on a five-year moving average, so it's a lot smoother for the contribution.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. My next question would be for you. If we decided collectively as a board to say, you know what, let's do the 6.7 opposed to the 6.9, where would those additional funds come from, and would you have to raise taxes?
It's a complicated question to ask, because we haven't finalized the budget, but it will have to come from somewhere, and that is one of three places. If we magically get more revenue from the state, and it is looking like the state legislature is not likely to significantly move the dial there. The second is increase in real estate taxes. Third is cuts in expenses. And I think that's what we're struggling with, because, I mean, it's quite clear that I have a track record of working very, very hard to try to fix a lot of our financial problems, right? I've capped the amount of borrowing that we do each year to the lowest amount in many, many years. As we've talked about, we've reduced the investment rate of return pretty significantly, and have done a lot of other things to manage our city's budget better, and our rating agencies have improved our rating because of that work. But, you know, this is the difference between us adding a cost, annual cost to the city of from 7.25 to 6.9 or 6.75 in between SURF and PNF of, I don't know, $6 million, $5 million annually versus $3 million annually. So, you know, ballpark. And we'll have to find an extra couple million in the budget through either additional revenues from taxes or additional expenses to make it work.
So you found an extra $6 million if we make this decision going to 6.9 for both SURF and PNF.
So between SURF is smaller than PNF, so the change is not as significant for SURF. But going from 7.25% where we're at now to 6.75, we would have to pay an additional $3.5 million annually. So we're trying to reduce that increase some small amount so that we can help make sure that we're able to cover the additional gap that's been created because of fixed costs going up, because of changes in our grant list and tax base, et cetera. In an ideal world, we go to 5, right? In an ideal world, we go to 5% so that we can fix the wrongs that have been created over the last 20 or 30 years by not paying any pensions. But we don't have that extra money on annually to be able to do that out of our budget without taking it from other things.
Okay, thank you.
If I may,
Mr. Kidd.
So I would like to acknowledge the position the mayor is in. He has a lot on his plate. Not only is he the mayor of the city and the budget upcoming, but he is also a member of SURF, and it puts a lot of hats on his head. Right now, I'd like this board to consider that we basically are here for this board and this board only. I understand the funding, it will be a problem the mayor will have to deal with, and I have faith in him. I'll go on record right now. I know he'll get it done. But we have a duty as this board to take an opportunity to advance the strength of this fund. And the strength of the fund is weak right now. We're trying, the mayor is trying, in his role as mayor and his role as trustee chair of this board, I'm going to go out there and try to push it to, you know, take the pressure off of him right now. And I'm going to push it that this board has done an amazing job of trying to do what's right for the police and firefighters and this fund. And I'm going to make a motion right now that we look to 6.75 and, I think it's going to be very positive for not only this board, but also for the mayor and this administration going forward with the success that this move will make. So whether anyone agrees with me or not, I'm going to go out with 6.75 motion.
So there's a motion on the table for a second.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to second that motion. And I'd like to also echo what Pat Cannon said, and that is that I have no doubt in my mind that that you're the man for the job in terms of doing what you've been doing to turn our city around, which is why a number of us have put our support in you. So, but I do think we have a great opportunity here. Police and fire are, as you said, bigger than SURF. And so because we are, I think it's significant that we make that investment in police and fire. And so I second that motion.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, all those in favor, Mr. Cannon?
Aye.
Mr. Brooks?
Aye.
Mr. Morrow?
No.
Ms. Vereen? Ms. Vereen?
No.
Ms. Ribeiro?
I'm a no.
Mr. McDermott?
Aye.
And I'm a no, so the motion fails. Is there another motion on the table?
Motion to go to 6.9 on rate of return.
There's a motion from Mr. Moore to go to 6.9. Is there a second?
Second.
Having been moved and seconded, is there any discussion on this motion? All in favor, Mr. Moore?
Aye.
Ms. Vereen?
Aye.
Ms. Ribeiro?
Aye.
Ms. McDermott?
Aye.
Mr. Cannon?
Aye.
Mr. Brooks?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well, so that motion passes. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
A motion made by Mr. Cannon. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, Mr. Cannon?
Aye.
Mr. Brooks?
Aye.
Ms. Vereen?
Aye.
Mr. Morrow?
Aye.
Ms. Ribeiro?
Aye.
And Ms. McDermott?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. Meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Have a good day.
All right, take care.